Hello, is there Caroline Bradley available?
Speaking.
Hello, this is Jennifer. We're calling from Washington Opinion Survey, and we are conducting a national opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for the news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
I am.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you so much. And what is your age?
68.
Thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Oh, definitely a Republican.
Will you consider yourself a strong Republican or not strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I think he's a moron.
Okay, in that case, you will say that you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I strongly, what was the question again?
Do you consider, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, strongly disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Guzman Cáceres is handling her job as Congresswoman?
What was that name again?
Sure. Her name is Mary. Last name is Guzman Cáceres.
Oh, Guzman Cáceres. I can't really say for sure.
In that case,
I don't know. That,
will you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'll be neutral on that because I'm not really sure.
Okay, not
her.
A problem. And thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following school you said is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two of the list that I'll give you. The first one is improving K-12 education, then protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating threats to our democracy, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, border security, fighting inflation and lowering costs, reducing crime and gun violence, climate change and protecting the environment, or growing the economy and creating jobs?
Well, I think they're all a major issue that needs to be addressed. I don't know which one is more than the other, but they all need to be improved.
Okay, and from all of them, which are like the most important to you that the Congress member should focus on?
Well, border control is a major one, homelessness, inflation.
Okay, thank you so much. And now I would like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of them or the person or the organization, please let me know. The first one is Raul Garcia.
Don't know about him.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Joe Kent.
Highly favorable.
From 0 to 100, how much will you rate him?
100.
Thank you so much. The next one is Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you so much. The next one is Mary Glusikam Paris.
Well, probably, I'm not real sure about her. Probably 80, I would say. I think she's doing okay.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Maria Cantwell.
I think she's probably doing okay. I don't know about a number on that, but I would say fine.
In a given, will you rate her between like 50, 60, 70, or lower or higher?
I'll just go 60. I don't really know for sure. She could be better. She could be worse. I don't know.
Okay, not a problem. The next one is Joe Biden.
Oh, zero. This is probably a Democratic caller, but okay. I'm not in favor of him at all, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Not a problem. The next one is an organization, Walk Liberals in Congress.
Say that again, please.
Walk Liberals in Congress.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay.
What was the name again?
Yeah, it's spelled W-O-K-E, then Liberals in Congress.
I don't know anything about that person.
It seems to be an organization, actually, like a group in the Congress. So just to confirm, you have never heard of them, right?
Well, I don't know if I'm really understanding what you're saying. I didn't catch the full name exactly.
Sure, it's Walk, W-O-K-E, then the next word is L-I-B as in boy, E-R-A-L-S.
Woke, and liberal, what? I don't know. Is this going to be very long? I've got things I got to do.
Not that much, no worries. So the next one is MAGA Republicans.
Is what? I said it again, sorry.
MAGA Republicans, M-A-G-A Republicans.
What about it?
How much would you rate them?
Well, I am a Republican, so I would say highly recommend them.
And from 0 to 100, how much will you give them?
Probably 95, because they have faults too.
Okay, thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, will you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much. And if the elections for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, will you vote for Democrat Mary Glusikam Paris or Republican Joe Kent?
Definitely Joe Kent.
Thank you so much. Even though you're not supporting Mary Glusikam Paris now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a free chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
Small chance.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You 0 if you don't think that is important at all, a 5 if you think that is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. The first statement is a working mom who understands the needs of families.
A working mom that understands the needs of family? Am I supposed to rate that?
Mm-hmm. Do you consider this important or an important quality or attribute for the member of Congress on your own opinion between 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. The next statement is someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
10.
Thank you. The next one is an independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
I'll pass on that one. I don't know.
Okay, thank you. The next one is someone who shares your values.
10.
Thank you. The next one is a small business owner.
So I'm supposed to rate these on how I...
if you think that is an important quality or attribute for your member of Congress.
10.
Okay, thank you. And the next one is a fighter for the middle class.
10, yeah.
Thank you so much. Now I'm going to read very quickly a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about with you about Mary Guzikin Paris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to support Mary Guzikin Paris for Congress. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is that Mary Guzikin Paris isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some greasy under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House of Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which will provide loans and support for small procedures. In this case, from 0 to 10, how convinced are you to support her?